We drove to Locarno in a carriage with the soldier sitting on the front seat with the driver. At Locarno, we did not have a bad time. They questioned us, but they were polite because we had passports and money. I do not think they believed a word of the story, and I thought it was silly, but it was like a law court. You did not want something reasonable, you wanted something technical, and then stuck to it without explanations. But we had passports, and we would spend the money, so they gave us provisional visas. At any time, this visa might be withdrawn. We were to report to the police wherever we went. Could we go wherever we wanted? Yes. Where did we want to go? Where do you want to go, Cat?
Montreux.
It is a very nice place, the official said. I think you will like that place.
Here at Locarno is a very nice place, the other official said. I am sure you would like it here very much at Locarno. Locarno is a very attractive place.
We would like some place where there is winter sport.
There is no winter sport at Montreux.
I beg your pardon, the other official said. I come from Montreux. There is very certainly winter sport on the Montreux-Oberland-Bernois Railway. It would be false for you to deny that.
I do not deny it. I simply said there is no winter sport at Montreux.
I question that, the other official said. I question that statement.
I hold to that statement.
I question that statement. I myself have luged into the streets of Montreux. I have not done it once, but several times. Luging is certainly winter sport.
The other official turned to me.
Is luging your idea of winter sport, sir?
I tell you, you would be very comfortable here in Locarno. You would find the climate healthy. You would find the environs attractive. You would like it very much.
The gentleman has expressed a wish to go to Montreux.
What is luging? I asked.
You see, he has never heard of luging.
That meant a great deal to the second official. He was pleased by that.
Luging, said the first official, is tobogganing.
I beg to differ.
The other official shook his head.
I must differ again. The toboggan is very different from the luge. The toboggan is constructed in Canada of flat lathes. The luge is a common sled with runners. Accuracy means something.
Couldn't we toboggan? I asked.
Of course you could toboggan, the first official said. You could toboggan very well. Excellent Canadian toboggans are sold in Montreux.
Oakes Brothers sells toboggans. They import their own toboggans.
The second official turned away.
Tobogganing, he said, requires a special beast. You could not toboggan into the streets of Montreux.
Where are you stopping here?
We don't know, I said. We just drove in from Brissago. The carriage is outside.
You make no mistake in going to Montreux, the first official said. You will find the climate delightful and beautiful. You will have no distance to go for winter sport.
If you really want winter sport, the second official said, you will go to the Engadine or to Muren.
I must protest against your being advised to go to Montreux for the winter sport.
At Les Avants, above Montreux, there is excellent winter sport of every sort.
The champion of Montreux glared at his colleague. Gentlemen, I said, I am afraid we must go. My cousin is very tired. We will go tentatively to Montreux.
I congratulate you.
The first official shook my hand.
I believe that you will regret leaving Locarno, the second official said. At any rate, you will report to the police at Montreux.
There will be no unpleasantness with the police, the first official assured me. You will find all the inhabitants extremely courteous and friendly.
Thank you both very much, I said. We appreciate your advice very much.
Goodbye, Catherine said. Thank you both very much.
They bowed us to the door. The champion of Locarno, a little coldly. We went down the steps and into the carriage.
My God, darling, Catherine said. Couldn't we have gotten away any sooner?
I gave the name of a hotel one of the officials had recommended to the driver. He picked up the reins.
You've forgotten the army, Catherine said.
The soldier was standing by the carriage. I gave him a 10-lira note. I have no Swiss money yet, I said. He thanked me, saluted, and went off. The carriage started, and we drove to the hotel.